This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemi. We are in Kalim Yud Ches. Still Yud Ches and Yud Aleph Aleph. Yachtru Ya'a. Ya'a. How do I pronounce that one? It's a big day because today we are finishing the 10th parak, which means we are finishing one third of Masechtas Kalim. That is a major cause of celebration. All right, yesterday, the only new Mishnah we did yesterday was actually Zion because the other three we've done in Shabbos. So I'm just going to chazer just Zion and we'll get going, okay? Zion is a little bit of a harder Mishnah. Ches is also a little bit of a harder Mishnah. But Yud Aleph Aleph be a little bit on the easier side. So let's get moving. Okay, so we have a review of some of the kolam we said yesterday that you could either protect from Tomo through the method of Tzamar Psil, you're a Kli, that you're a seal at the top, or you're an Ohel. Okay, now a Kli cannot be an Ohel, and an Ohel cannot be supported by a Kli. A Tanur Chodosh is an ohel. A tanur yashan that's already been used is now a kli. Important to know, and the rules are very different. And here we're going to go. Let's go. So you have the yashan inside the chadosh, and the srida is on the yashan inside. If you would take the yashan away, and the srida would fall down, so everything is tamei. The yashan, which should be a kli, does not have the srida attached to it, so it doesn't have tamei psil. It's not mechubar. The outer one, which should have been an ohel, is not supporting the cover. The cover is being supported by the inner one, which is a yashan, as you see in the picture, which is a kli. So an ohel being supported by a kli, that's no good. So therefore, it doesn't work. Akol tamei rabo isaya, akol tamei. And if not, then it is being supported by the outer one. Then, a koltar, the outer one is an oil, and that protects toma. Let's say they're in an oil amaze, protects the oil amaze from a time of anything inside these ovens. Weiter in Shas, Chodosh, as in the ocean. The outer one is the kli, the inner one is the oil. And the srida is on top of the yashan, on top of the outer one. So you're not going to have tzamei psil here because it's not attached. The question is, do you have ohel? Well, I would have thought not because the ohel is the chadash and who's supporting the top? It's being supported by the yashan. There's a kli. Mishnah says no. As long as you don't have a tefach, it's fine. Why? Well, this tefach business has to do with the fact because a tefach allows tumah to come in. Now, they ask the question, how does this work as an ohel? The chadosh inside is the ohel? Where's the ohel? The gag is submitted by the chitza, which is the kli. And the answer they say, because you don't need the outer one. If you take it, the inner one would be able to support it. So it's really as if it's being supported by the inner one, which is an ohel. It's a big chiddush to me. Excuse me. Okay. All right. Mishnah Ches. For Mishnah Ches, we have another hakdama. Let's review the halachas of kli b'sai kli. Toich, toichai. Okay. State in pasuk. Kol asher chichar shibo memal toichai. Only toichai, not toich, toichai. Fine. Toichai, is a kli b'toich kli. When the inner kli is higher than the outer kli, or level, then the inner kli is considered toich, toichai. And what that means is a few things. Is that if you have tumah in the outer one, it will metame anything in the toich of the outer one. But anything in the toich, toichai, will be immune because I'm not in your toich, toichai. Similarly, the opposite. If the tumah is in the inner one, then anything in the outer one will become tar because I'm not in the same toich. We're in two different kalim. And if you have tumah in the outer one, the inner one, why don't you say the inner kli itself becomes tamei? The answer to that is a kli cheres is not mekabel tumah from another kli cheres, because let's say you have a sheretz in the outer one, right? So the sheretz is the av, the outer kli is a rishon, the inner kli is what? A sheni? Kli cheres, kli can't become a sheni, kli can only be mekabel tumah from an av. Unless you have mashkim, mashkim is going to make things complicated. We'll talk about that later today again. All right? Fine. Yeah. Another thing we have to know. Klicheres, once it gets a hole, it's not a toich, it's not a klicheres anymore. What's the shear? For mashkim, kainis mashke. For oichlem, it's moitzi zayitz. For both, we go to chumra, and we say that it's mevatel Hashem kli, when it's kainis mashke. But that's a chumra, and you have to know it's only misafik. It's only chumra, and therefore it's going to, it's important. You'll see why that's important. Okay. Lefosin. You have pats, zu, one inside the other. This is the same shavas, and their lips are all equal level height. Okay? Ha sheretz bil yoinoi b'tachton. The sheretz could be in the top or the bottom. The bottom one would be the most outer kli, because that's the one that's supporting it. It's the lowest, height-wise. Its bottom is the lowest. The most inner kli is the highest, the bottom of it is the highest. On the top of them, they're all level, but the bottom of it is the highest, okay? So you got that? So the Elyoina would be the most inner. The Tachtan would be the most outer. Imagine, if the sheretz in the most outer one, the rest of them, they're klicheres, they can't be mekabel tumah. If the sheretz would be in the most inner one, the same thing. No, sheretz being the inner one, we say it's only in the inner one, it's not in the outer ones because of teich teichai. So everything's fine. Fine. Now, if the sheretz is in the outer one, the tachtoina, and you're oichel in the other one, they're saved because they're teich teichais. If the sheretz in the inner one and you have food in the outer ones, then also it's not the same teich. You're not in the same teich. You're in teich teichi. Okay? You have to be in the same teich. Fine. All right. That's the easy part of the Mishnah. Now things are going to get a little more complicated. If all the kelim had holes of koines mashke, ooh. So what would you have said? You probably would have said, at this point, all the kelim are not kelim anymore. Well, if they're not kelim anymore, then imagine you have the sheretz in the outer one. But how's the tumah supposed to spread? You need the outer kli to be encompassing all them to spread the tumah, but the outer kli is not a kli. The tumah is in the inner one. Same idea. No, but you have to remember something. That l'chumra, we say they're not a kli. Not lakula. You can't use that lakula. So therefore, in some respects, you have to be concerned that maybe it is a kli, because it's not the certainty we're saying it's not a kli. So that's what's going to come out like this. A sheretz bal yoyin, the sheretz is an inner one. Kulan temeyos. What? Yes, kulan temeyos. Because you assume that inner one is not a kli, because it's kainis mashke. Therefore, you don't have a teich teichai. And then what? Then where's the kli to be? The outer one is a kli? Well, make up your mind. How'd it go again? Let me review this again. Sheretz menachin del yoina. It's considered in the aver tatonis. Everything is tamei. There's the sheretz boshim kli. We say that legabe its own toma, it's considered a kli, but it's not going to say for teich teich. Aha, that's what we're saying. It's a chiddush. The elyon is tmeya, because we say it's a kli. That's mekabel toma. So if it's a kli, it's mekabel toma, then it should protect the others. It's teich teichai. No. No. We don't say that. We say it's not a kli. Gabi, all the it's a big chiddush submission. I find this mission difficult. You're saying, on the one hand, they don't want his baltimin enu shame kli. I hear. The inner one is Baltimore Menu Shame Klee. I'm tired. Oof. The inner one is Baltimore Menu Shame Klee. And therefore, it's not Teich Teichai. But maybe Lechumra will go the opposite way. Then maybe not. We're not sure. I understand. You say Manavshach. If they're not Kalim, then nothing's Tame. If they're all Kalim, then it's Teich Teichai. You can't straddle the fence on both sides. I have a hard time with this. Manavshach, make up your mind. It can't be, it's one or the other. We have time with this Mishnah. I don't understand this. No. I understand what it's saying. It's saying, Gula Chumra. Say the inner one is not a Kli, and therefore you don't have Teitei, but say everything else, but they are a Kli, Lagabi, Kabbalah, Toma. I hear what they're saying, but it's not really getting into my head. I don't really understand it. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Maybe a Shem Yor Enai. For I'm not the only one who had this problem. I'm not sure what the answer is. Let's see. But the Mishnah is going to say kind of my time in a minute. Let's say like this. Petach toino. Did I read that already? Yeah. If it's in tach toino, which is the outer kli, he tamei of the coolant service. Okay, it is tamei because you're saying, oh, maybe it is a kli. But if it's a kli, so then all them should be tamei because maybe they're also all kalim. Same thing. Why don't you say the same thing? They say like this. That one is Tamei because of the Golo Chumra. It's not. It's still the same Kli. Fine. But why are the inner ones Tahar? Oh, that's right. Okay. The inner ones are Tahar for a simple reason. Right. Because they can't be Metamei Me'avri Kli Cheres. Right. So even if they are Kli, they're Tahar. Right, that makes sense. Fine. If they're oichlan in these kelim, they'd become tamei, because we could say that they're all in the same teich. All right. A little hard. Let's review that for a minute. A little bit of a hard time with this. Let's do that one more time. The case of the Sheretz Be'el Yoyna, the Kulan Tameyos. Why? Because that inner Kli is Tamei because we're choshed that it's a Kli. But Lagabe, saving the other ones, you can say what? The other ones are Tamei. How? Because they're also Kalim. This was not. That part's very hard to understand. I'm just reading it again. And the case was different to Kederis. The first case of the Mishnah. When the Sheretz Elyona, we can be Machmer for Tutzdadim and say Lechumra. We'll say the Gabi the Kli Elyon, it's considered a Kli Shalim, and therefore it's Makabal Toma. On the other hand, we'll also go Lechumra, that the Elyon is considered broken. It's kind of broken relative to the one beneath it. Even though these two things are actually contradictory to each other. Yeah, sure is. It's very hard to understand. Let's go over to the Seifa. The Seifa, the Tum is in the outer one. So you're going to say that the outer one is Mekabel Tumah. Yeah, be cool and tahiris. The outer one is makabel tuma, but the inner ones they're tahir because the kli cheres can't be makabel tuma from an avir. That's easy enough. That makes sense. If there'd be food in them, there would be mekabel tumah. Yeah. What about the fact that they're touching? No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, fine. Let's go weiter. Okay. Sheretz bil yoina. The sheretz is in the top one, the middle one. But the turning difference, the outer one, the bottom one has a lip that goes above. So everything's in the avir of the chitzayna. So everything's tummy. He v'tachtoni tummy. It and the outer, in the those two. Why those two? Well. The outer one is tamei because it's got sheretz and it's taich. The inner one is tamei. How come the inner one is tamei? You're saying you're in the elyona. You are in the elyona. Yeah, that's what they say. The elyona is tamei because it's in the sheretz is in it. The tachtoni is tamei because also it's got that. It's going higher. It's considered as if it's in taich. Consider them both. Yeah, you could do that. Consider them both. But the middle ones are tar. It's not in Pteichon. And it's the Avir. It's not a problem because they're in Klicheris. And it's one by Avir Klicheris. I understand why the inner one is Tommy. I don't really understand it.
Hey, talk about the space.
Yeah, I know. Why is the inner one Tommy? Because you're saying because the shirt is in it. I thought it's not. It's in the outer one. Because of the concept of that there's no teich here. It's in that teich. It's all the same teich. This is a chiddush to me also. I have a hard time with this. Okay. All right. Let's keep weiter. Be'al-yoyna. The sheretz is in the al-yoyna. The inner one. V'tachtonei devas. Same case as before. Kol sheish mashka tefech tamei. Anything that is mashka is tamei. Even the middle one. Because the mashke becomes a sheni from the avir of the klicheres. The sheretz is an av. The klicheres, the outer one, is a rishon. The mashke shebesaycha becomes a sheni. But when a mashke becomes a sheni, it really turns into a rishon. And it makes kelim into a sheni. Midrabanan. All midrabanan, but that's what's going to happen. So everything you tell me midrabanan. Rabban. Fine. Weiter. All right. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Perikid Aleph.
I don't understand. What do I mean by moistened liquid? If it's liquid, it has to be.
It means liquid didn't dry up, that's all. Kli matochos, matochos. I'm going to pronounce it properly. Matochos. It's not matochos, because there's a little dogish in the tof. I mean, the dogish just because it's a tof, not a sub. Okay. Matochot. Kli matochos. It's a hard word. See, in Shivish language, they say matches. I don't think that's the maybe singular. Mateches. Matches. Not really. Matochos. Matochos. In modern Hebrew, they probably say matochot. Shutein, mekablein tamein. Whether it's poshet, it has no receptacle, or has receptacle, it's tummy. This is not similar to or eitz, or sack, or cheres, for that matter. They're only mekabel tumma if they have a teich. Okay? Which metal or kalim? The pasuk says copper, gold, silver, iron, tin, lead. What about things, new materials, stainless steel? What's in stainless steel? I don't even know what's in it. Steel? What's steel?
Steel is iron.
Iron, yeah?
I would think so. It's
iron ore. What's ore? Fine. What do I know? All right. Nishbaru Tahiru. They break their tar, similar to klicheres in that regard. Once it gets a hole, it's tar. Chazra v'asamim kli, you reconstitute it and make it back into a kli, you fix it. Chazra l'tumasim, the old tuma returns. This is a din d'rabbanan. This is not midaraisa. This should not have happened. Why does that happen? They were a geyser. That, the tuma comes back. Why? They're chayshish. You might think that the Torah process that goes through immersion is similar to the process that goes through breaking. A kli that goes through immersion does not become Torah right away. It still needs Herev Shemesh. The tefillah matired for chulin, but for truma v'kodshim, it needs Herev Shemesh. Mashenkin, when you break it, it becomes completely Torah. It does not need Herev Shemesh. So if people would see this, it's you break it and fix it and use it again that same day. No, I'm sorry. If they would see you break it and see you then use it for Truma Kachem the same day, they say, ah, just like when it comes to breaking, you don't need Herav Shemesh for complete Tara process, so too by Mikvah. So what they say. No. The Tuma comes back. So why would they say, how's that going to help anything? So it would have been enough to be geyser just that you need Herav Shemesh. They didn't want it. That they said that they weren't going to do it. So how did this help anything? This just prevents you never going to do it? That's all? All this does is that ensures that people are not going to want to break it because if you fix it, someone just comes back. It's not a good solution. That's the only way I understand it. They really didn't finish off the job here. What was the pshat? The Rav says? Let me see the Rav. Let's say. That's the only thing I can think of. That's just it's a deterrent. You're never going to do it now. Or what? Or that you're going to see clearly that they're different? Still make a mistake. Still don't say you don't need Herav Shemesh. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm here. Loy l'chol tuma. He has a little bit different understanding of this. He says this is not said on any tuma. El tuma stavish only if it came in contact with a mace. This is not the same pshat as the Tanakama. No. It's a whole different vart. What's the vart? He was worried that people would forget about the chatas water. Listen, people would prefer to break it because it's completely tar, and then they reconstitute it. Mashenkin putting in the mikvah requires, in the case of mace, a 7-day process, sprinkling the 3rd and 7 days. People are not going to want to do that. And then, yishkechu mechatas, people would forget that. They never even know that mechatas is an entire kli. They never even know about that. It's going to be forgotten. Therefore, they were geyser by tumas nefesh. That it's not good. But any other type of tuma that only needs a herav shemesh, they were not geyser. Okay, the more explanations in the footnotes, etc., but I think our share was long enough for today. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.